In the age of coronavirus, backyard minyanim, and limited attendance, we sometimes have to make tough decisions about where we pray. When different minyanim offer different mitzvah opportunities, we have to think hard about which ones to attend, which opportunities to take. I had the privilege of visiting my in-laws for the first time in 3 months this past Shabbat in a land far, far away called New Jersey, where there were no shuls open, unlike here in Long Island. Everyone was davening backyard, and not everybody had a Sefer Torah. I, Baruch Hashem, enjoy attending one of the Sfaradi Minyanim in the community, and they didn't have a Sefer Torah. So the question arises, some Minyanim have a Sefer Torah, but not that one. What do you do when you have to decide between participating, hearing Birkat Kohanim, and hearing Kiryat HaTorah? Which one do we take? Which one takes the priority? Kiryat HaTorah is a communal mitzvah midrabanan. It's a chovat hasivur. It's not an obligation for every individual. Meanwhile, Birkat Kohanim is. It's a mitzvah min HaTorah even nowadays, unlike Rav Yaakov Emden, who says only in the Beit HaMikdash was Birkat Kohanim min HaTorah. We hold halacha l'maaseh that Birkat Kohanim is min HaTorah b'zman hazeh as well. The thing is that there's an unresolved debate about upon whom is that mitzvah min HaTorah. On the one hand, the Sefer Charedim tells us how not only is it a mitzvah min HaTorah for the Kohen to give the beracha of Birkat Kohanim, to recite the beracha, but it is also a mitzvah min HaTorah for the non-Kohanim to receive it. But on the other hand, the Ritva explicitly states how the mitzvah is only on the Kohanim, not on the Yisraelim and the Levi'im. Rishonim and Acharonim all split on this machloket, and there does not seem to be, says Rav Yitzchak Yosef, any resolution about which side is correct, which side is accepted lahalacha. But there are elements of chiyuv for the Yisraelim, even the Mishnah Berurah agrees. So there is a strong argument to say that one should pray with the minyan that will have Birkat Kohanim, rather than hear Kiryat HaTorah. It's a mitzvah min HaTorah, and it might even be on the Yachid as well. At the same time, Am Shebesadot, the people who are unable in general to attend a minyan where Birkat Kohanim is recited, are halachically, categorically included in the mitzvah, included in the reception of the beracha, as they are anusim, they are unable to attend. And the beracha is not limited, does not stop short at the walls of the Beit HaKnesset. It goes until everybody in the community receives it. So perhaps, Rav Eliashiv argues, one's inability to attend a minyan Birkat Kohanim as a function of going to hear Kiryat HaTorah would very much put him in this category of an anus, of an ones, and thereby get him the Birkat Kohanim, as well as Kiryat HaTorah. Plus, there may even be an obligation for an individual to participate in Kiryat HaTorah once the community is engaging in it. All that said, whereas the Avnei Yashveh and Avnei Yashiv clearly state how one must choose Kiryat HaTorah over Birkat Kohanim, Rav Yitzchak Yosef is unsure, and therefore he recommends that one do his best to hear both Kiryat HaTorah and the Birkat Kohanim on any given day where one has to decide. I wasn't able to make that decision because it seems that where I was for Shabbat, there were no earlier minyanim. Everyone was praying more or less at the same time, and I didn't have the whole map of community minyanim at hand to know who's starting at what time to maybe try to do Kiryat HaTorah and Birkat Kohanim. Maybe I should have davened Shacharit and Kiryat HaTorah with one minyan and then switched to another one from Musaf. I don't know, to get Birkat Kohanim at Musaf. But Rav Yitzchak Yosef really recommends to try to do both, if one can. In practice, if one went for the Kiryat HaTorah minyan, it's difficult to claim that he's still chayav to go hear Birkat Kohanim, because we don't have such a concept of calling up a Kohen to come and give us a beracha if we missed Birkat Kohanim. So it's difficult to say that it's a real chiyuv. It's a bona fide chiyuv. I would add that the chiyuv doesn't even begin until the kohanim are called. So there isn't really an active chiyuv ever for a kohen or a non-kohen to recite birkat kohanim. It's just a daily opportunity, a daily mitzvah to fulfill. If both minyanim have a sefer Torah, though, which is a general question of should one pray with an Ashkenazi or Sephardi minyan in Chutz La'aretz in order to get birkat kohanim with the Sephardim, this argument gets weaker, but there are other factors to consider as well. Even here in Long Island, where we are all functioning with our shuls, and we all have Sifrei Torah, I personally find myself praying in an Ashkenazi minyan for a number of reasons, some of which Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef actually writes of explicitly in this context, that if one is the Shaliach Tzibur, which I'm not, one should stay with the minyan that he's in, even if there is no Birkat Kohanim. Or if one shares Divrei Torah and he's Mizakeh the Rabbim, then he should certainly remain with a minyan, even if they're not a minyan that recites Birkat Kohanim on a daily basis. I personally have been making the minyan, so I don't want to ruin their minyan by going to hear Birkat Kohanim. That would be inappropriate, and in that case, it's better to let go of Birkat Kohanim in order to take care of the other obligations and factors. When all that is said and done, Rav Yisrael Pesach Feinhandler, the author of Davni Yashve, does point out that if one is in a regular minyan that does have Birkat Kohanim, and he knows that on the following day, for whatever reason, the Kohanim will not be present, he should let go of his Makam Kavua and find a minyan where there will be Birkat Kohanim in order to make sure to hear it. As it is certainly of value, it's just that it's difficult to gauge when it comes up head-to-head with Kiryat HaTorah. Of course, we are only discussing a situation where Birkat Kohanim is being performed correctly. Oftentimes, Lezareinu HaRav, there are many Kohanim who are simply uneducated in this precious mitzvah of being Hashem's messengers to spread His beracha, and they perform Birkat Kohanim in a fashion that invalidates it from the very beginning, because they are either leaning on something, or most of the time their hands are not in the right position. The hands must always be throughout the recitation of Birkat Kohanim. For every word, the Kohen's hands must be above his shoulders. Unfortunately, many Kohanim do not know this. So if the other minyan, where there is Birkat Kohanim, does not have Kohanim who are doing it properly, so then that would also be a factor. Yeah, I would say, though, also, the minyan I went to, where they had Birkat Kohanim, was in a backyard where the Kohanim went on the porch. Everyone else stood in the backyard. The Kohanim would go on the porch, which was in the Mizrach of the Minyan, and they would stand on the porch to recite Birkat Kohanim. That was a porch that was like 4 or 5 feet high. That's a Dukhan. Whoa. A Dukhan is not Me'akev. But oftentimes, shuls don't have such a visible Nikai. They might just put a carpet out. And the Ben Yishchai says, that's not so good. This was a beautiful Hidur that they had. They had everyone standing on a Dukhan. I would just close and point out how, even though we don't have clarity on what to do when it's one or the other, should really try to do both, maybe mix and match. I was zocheh to do that. One should not make the decision based on the religious stature and scrupulousness of the Kohanim who are in attendance. After all, the Rambam adjures us to not focus on the identities of the Kohanim, as they are merely the pipelines through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu transmits His Beracha, His Shefa. Rather, Hashem, in His mercy, blesses us, Am Yisrael, as He wishes, and we should do our best to deserve it. Pointing fingers, no pun intended, at the Kohanim for not being up to par is not going to get us any extra Beracha, and should therefore not be a factor in how we make that decision. In conclusion, we got to learn a halakha that is often not put into practice, that is not often not relevant to us. And as it becomes relevant to us, even if it doesn't bring us clarity, Be'ezrat Hashem, it should just quickly become irrelevant to us. And we should be zocha l'kulei alma to be hearing Birkat Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash from the Kohen Gadol with the Shem HaMeforash, b'mhirah v'yameinu. Amen.